Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. You know what is so amazing about Jesus? Is the more we surrender our will and our lives to Him, the more we freely give to Him, the more He fills us with His Holy Spirit. And when we are filled with His Spirit, then we are given so much more than we ever gave up. It's a pretty good trade. I know I want to surrender to Jesus. How about you? Hi, boys and girls. I'm glad that we get to study some more today and learn more about Paul and what happened when he met a heathen slave named Onesimus. Well, before we get started, we always pray to ask that Jesus will be in our hearts. Lord, come into our hearts today. Give us your Spirit so that we can know and understand what you want us to learn. Help this message to touch our hearts, old and young alike. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul had met a heathen slave named Onesimus. Remember we learned about that last time? But he had changed after Paul told him about Jesus. And now Onesimus was a Christian. Have you ever met somebody who was not a Christian? And then as they learned about Jesus and they chose him in their life, the things in their lives started changing and they started to become more like him? I think of the time when I took my two little boys to the park. My one son, Aiden, was about a year old, not quite, almost a year old. And then my older son, Micah, he was around 4 years old, I think, three or four, right in there. And I took them to the park because it was a Sabbath afternoon, and I was just kind of feeling sorry for myself because my husband was busy with all of his church work. And I had put the kids down for a nap, and I was kind of like, man, I want to be a part of the church and everything, but I need to get my kids their naps. And then they had woken up and they were kind of going crazy inside. And I was like, let's go to the park. Let's get out of the house. So that's what we did. We went to the park. And as my older son was kind of running around, my younger son was sitting there on my lap and he was just drooling. Like, Micah never drooled, but Aiden was a drooler. He just drooled and drooled and drooled, and everybody would say, oh, is he teething? And I'd be like, no, he's not. Or who knows? That's what everyone thinks he is. Anyway, as he's sitting there, just his whole shirt, because I didn't have a bib or anything on him, his whole shirt was just soaked in drool. It's really disgusting, actually. But there was a woman who was there with her little 3-month-old, 4-month-old, and she walked by. She's like, oh, is he teething? That's that question I'd always get. And so we struck up a conversation and ended up saying, hey, let's swap numbers and maybe we can get together sometime. And that's what happened. A week later, she invited me to go with her on this outing and take the kids. And our kids were almost the same age. And we started really clicking and getting to know each other. And as we got to know each other, she started learning more about my beliefs and what I believed. And she started realizing that something was missing in her life and in her family's life. And that something was something that my family had. So she wanted to know more. And I'll have to tell you the rest of the story next time. But here is Paul, who is meeting an unbeliever, tells him about Jesus, and then this man becomes a Christian. Well, Onesimus even became like a son to Paul. He helped him in every way he could. Let's look at Philemon, verse 10. Philemon is an interesting book in the Bible because there's only one chapter. So you don't say Philemon chapter 1, verse 10. You just say Philemon 10 or verse 10. At least that's what I do. Maybe other people say Philemon 1 verse 10. I don't know. But we're going to go to Philemon verse 10. So Philemon is right after Titus and right before Hebrews. So it's in the New Testament, the back of the Bible, towards the end. Philemon, it's really, really small. It's only like one page long. So it's easy to miss. Philemon. And then we're going to look at verse 10 because there's only one chapter. Philemon verse 10. If you need more time, which I don't blame you if you do, just press pause. And when you're ready, press play again. All right? We're going to read Philemon verse 10.
I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains.
So Onesimus was like a son to Paul. He helped him and he loved hearing Paul tell about Jesus. Onesimus had changed. He was no longer that dirty, ragged, hungry person he was when he met Paul. His thinking had changed too. He was sorry for the wrong things he had done, and he was sorry that he had stolen from his master. Sometimes before we know Jesus, or we've given our hearts to Jesus, sometimes we don't do the things that we should do. And that's what Onesimus realized, that he had been living a life that he wasn't proud of, and he shouldn't have done some of those things. Onesimus now knew that when he had done those bad things, he had been obeying Satan. But when he gave his heart to Jesus and learned the Ten Commandments, he didn't want to obey Satan anymore. He wanted to obey Jesus. Obeying Satan had not made him happy, but obeying Jesus did make him happy. You know, Paul and Onesimus, they might have seen each other at the home of Onesimus's master, whose name was Philemon, because Paul was the one who taught Philemon about Jesus, and then Philemon became a Christian. So Onesimus might have had some contact with Paul ahead of time. We don't know. But Paul loved Philemon, and Philemon loved Paul. They had a relationship. So when Paul goes and writes a letter to Philemon asking him to forgive Onesimus and that Onesimus is a changed person, it wasn't just a stranger writing to him. This is somebody who brought him to Christ. You know, in those days when a slave would run away from his master, it wasn't just they would get in trouble. It was the death penalty. They could be killed because they had run away. So Onesimus is going to decide what to do now that he's a Christian. Well, we're going to find out next time what happened. And we're also going to find out next time about the friend that I met at the park, the conclusion of that story. But before we go, boys and girls, Onesimus decided that he wanted to follow Jesus. He decided that he wanted to turn away from the bad things that he was doing, and he wanted to give his heart to Jesus. Did you know that Jesus wants you to give your heart to him? He loves you so much, and he wants you to make the choice each and every day to give your heart to him, to follow him. Even when it's hard, he wants you to follow him, and he will give you perfect joy and perfect peace. Do you want to do that today? I know I do. Let's pause and tell Jesus that we want to give him our hearts, all right? Dear Lord, we want to give you our hearts. We want to choose you today. We want you to rule inside of us and to help our desires and our actions to be like you. Give us that power, Lord. Please do it for us inside of us. We love you so much. Go with us as we have school and work and play and everything that we do. Help us to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our memory verse is all about forgiveness. You know, Jesus wants us to forgive others, just like he forgives us. We do bad things and we do wrong things, but Jesus wants us to ask for forgiveness. And just as we forgive others when they do wrong things against us, God will forgive you when you do wrong things against him. So let's sing together Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
Matthew 6:14.
If you forgive men,
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.